Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It comes to the set of the belt. 1-1. Jonas swings here, and that's hammered to right field. If it hangs, it's gone. That one is out of here. Just above the 7-foot wall, Jonah Heim pulls a home run to give the Rangers a 4-0 lead.
And a 6-game hitting streak for Jonah Heim with the 2-run shot. Jared Sandler with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. And that will continue today as they start off in Atlanta to take on John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, and C.J. Nikowski's Braves.
Steve Avery.
But yesterday, well, I was alluding to people we had on yesterday, but I get what you did. 9-7, Rangers get the win and take the Tiger series with the Jack Leiter debut that is all over national television.
Yes, it is.
Covering this thing like it's game one of the World Series.
I think if his dad wasn't Al, they might not have done the same thing.
Agreed.
I think that plays a major role. Boy, Dave reminded me. Because we were talking about his, like...
He looked like Al, too, man.
He looks just like... And he does...
Before, I didn't see it when he was first drafted, but then with the hat and everything, and just looking at it, I was like, all right, that's Al Leiter.
It's the facial expressions he makes. Mm-hmm. Like, after the Leody non-error out in center, you see him kind of like... It's like a power walking back, and he's gritting his teeth, and he's got... His mouth... Oh, have you ever seen those games where you do where you have the... You have to have the mouth, like, super open? Put your lips wide open.
Like the dentist office thing?
Yeah, the dentist office thing, but I can't remember what the game is called.
KissableDental.com. Mm.
But his mouth has that. His teeth are like wide in view. And his dad did the same dang thing every time there was a play out there. It was either an error or he gave up a hit. I was like, man, he is definitely a chip off the old block.
I thought, man, watching that first inning, I wrote out so many Twitter drafts and had them saved for each inning that he was, you know, ultimately going to strike out two or strike out the side. I was ready to talk about, like, all right, fixed it. All right, Chris Young, I'll shut up about all these minor league pitchers that have not come to fruition. And then the second inning happened. And that's the
leadoff walk, bloop. Baez went up there swinging. He drilled one to left. Green RBI triple, just like that. It's 4-3, and then Canna single to tie.
Mm-hmm. It's
lead gone.
It's one of those things where, like, that to me is a great example. If you want to see just like a snippet of how quick major league hitters and teams like adjust to scouting reports and things like that, like they clearly had to work on, like, saw him in the first inning. All right, let's get a look at him, see how he attacks, things like that. And they came out with a plan in the second inning of, like, all right, he's going to do this. Let's come at it this way. And that's the sort of thing that he's going to have to adjust to. And he's going to have to develop a, you know, more of a plan, more of an approach and throw these hitters off a little bit. Like, I mean, the first strikeout.
Look at even, Ryan with the video work on the fan cam and Twitch and YouTube while Bobby's talking. Well done.
The first strikeout was, like, I mean, it was just three straight fastballs. Like that,
yeah.
And so, I mean, I think they got a little bit of an idea. Look, the stuff was good. I thought a lot of it, there were flashes of it where it's like, oh, that changeup is really nice. Oh, the slider looks good. The fastball's got some, you know, good velocity on it. There were things that you liked about what he did. It's just ultimately you also see, okay, we should put in context that he is 8 months removed from coming off of the developmental list because he was essentially broken, and they were like, yeah, we got to figure you out, dude.
On that first pitch, that first hitter, I wonder if that guy was going up there. He wanted to have him throw everything. He wanted to see everything. Because, like, that's – for him to take just three, not right down the middle, but pretty dang close to right down the heart of the plate, is not something that you see a major league hitter do. I think he wanted to see a curveball. He only saw a changeup and a fastball. I think he wanted to see a slider. Like, they wanted to report back. They love the report back. Oh, is this what he's got? That was a very odd at bat, and he took advantage of it. Like, I don't think he was expecting him to go fastball there on 0-2. I don't know what he was looking for, but definitely wasn't looking for fastball there.
Well, look, you could take two runs off his final stat line.
Absolutely.
Because of what happened to Leody in center field. Bassett was bringing up maybe the wind changed on him from earlier in the series. The wind was a storyline throughout the entire series.
Well, you know, it's their first game outdoors, Sean.
on the grass in spring training. But he misjudged it, and it ended up being a two-run triple, and that makes it 7-6 instead of 7-4. I believe there were two outs.
Yeah, there were. It would have been third out.
That would have ended the inning, yeah. And there's four earned runs instead of six. That was an error on Tavares, yeah. Whether the wind screwed with him or not.
Yeah, so truthfully, his line would have been four innings, four runs, had Leody made that catch. And how different does that look from 3 2/3 and six runs?
A ton different.
I mean, it's night and day. And it's I mean, we're looking completely different at his game, at his outing. There's not going to be a headline that says Jack Leiter has a forgettable debut.
Yep.
Right? It's not going to be all over SportsCenter the way it would be. I mean, it may be, but it'll be in a different way.
Yep.
So that one play. And he has to make that. Like,
I thought he had it tracked, I thought.
He thought he had a track too, and it just carried a little bit more. I mean, that's a little league miss.
Yeah,
that's what center fielders who's 11 years old does. Not a major league baseball player.
Thankfully, Detroit's defense sucks more because they came in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Best in Major League Baseball defensively, and man, what a hot mess they turned things into. And then Leody had, talk about Leiter's roller coaster. It may have been more of a roller coaster just as much for Tavares. Because he got lucky. He would. How much is he getting destroyed if he gets tagged going from second to third?
With
the swipe goes over his head.
Big time.
And he lucks out. Then a throwing error on a Seager ground ball gives the Rangers the 8-7 lead before Adolis doesn't run. And Bochy gets tossed.
And he gets tossed. I mean, that's
all that in the eighth.
Uh-huh. I mean, that was a very sloppy game start to finish.
Really series.
Yeah, it was. But hey, look, I mean, it's your first series on grass. So yeah. When you do that, you're going to have sloppy play. There's just no doubt of wind and elements and then, baseball still round.
And then Tavares, to his credit, they try to balance things. He had the two-out RBI single for the insurance in the ninth.
Yeah, and then the the double down the line, or the one that touched the chalk. He was late on that one. Big time late.
I'll tell you what's the most exciting thing about this game. Jose Leclerc getting back on track. Got a dub, baby. Winning pitcher.
He was the winning pitcher.
Yeah, he was.
Eight straight balls for Leclerc. Then he starts the inning with a strikeout, walks two in a row, then gets the strikeout, and then Kirby comes in to end it and close it. But man, Jose Leclerc.
How do you feel about Kirby right now?
I mean, how could you not freaking love him?
Are we at a point where it's like, are we locking down?
No. The state of bullpen things. Well, he's 36. If he was like 26, I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Here's the arrival. Yeah. But he's been around for a reason.
He has. He's been around, and he's had. I remember he had a pretty bad injury a couple years ago. Go back and look. I thought that was him though when he came over. But him and Robertson's had a couple of blow-up games where he's just not been there. But outside of Leclerc, I mean, I haven't been terribly displeased with the back end.
Yeah, well, I mean, and on the front with Kirby Yates, like, he absolutely has been impressive to this point. I would much rather have him in their closing games right now than Jose Leclerc, obviously, who is just a mess with his control almost every single time he goes out there, it feels like. But we do have to remember, like, last year we felt really good similarly about Will Smith for the first, what, like 6 weeks, where he looked really, really good. And it was like, oh, okay, he's turning back the clock. Will Smith is ready to go here. That's the kind of thing that I think you still have to weigh a little bit with Kirby Yates, because like Sean said, you're talking about a guy who's a little older and was on the downswing for a lot of people for a reason.
All right, what else is happening in the West? The Rangers have won two in a row. The Seattle Mariners, Bobby, have won three in a row. They're tied for second at 9-10. That's how ugly the division is.
Ugh.
The Angels are 9-10. The Athletics are 8-11. And the Houston Astros, who came out and said, forget about the Astros already, Choppy? No Astro worry?
Buster Olney says the Astros are not a team the Rangers have to worry about in the American League West. Not a team they have to worry about. I love seeing that.
Ooh. Little early.
6-14, that's a hole. Like, that's a real hole you're digging.
Wait, they're five back.
But, I mean, even if they're five back, 6-14 is not, that's bad. It's one of those things, what do they always say? They're like, you can't win a division in April, but you can lose it.
I mean, they got Verlander, who's been hurt. Urquidy and Fromber are hurt. A lot of the rotation's down. Like, their bullpen options in the middle innings is a mess. As for a team ERA, they have a 5.35. Only the Rockies are behind them. So Bregman is taking the field for the first time in his career, more than five games under .500.
Find the odds of the AL West and see how much they're docked by Vegas. I guarantee it's not that much. And if it is, hop on it.
It's obviously very early in the season, so like saying somebody's on pace for something is a little bit ridiculous at this point. But just to show you how hot a start Mike Trout's on, he is on pace right now for a 162-game season of 68 home runs.
Oh, baby.
He has just been like...
A choppy reminder for his boy.
Well, it's a reminder for all of us, right? Because we were talking about...
Well, we know he's the best player in the sport when he can walk.
No, right. I'm saying a reminder for all of us, like, you're seeing this on display now, and you're seeing the way Wyatt Langford struggled, and that's why, like, we should all be a little like, all right, let's pull back on calling anybody the next Trout, which is something that, like, we all talked about. That was the scouting report. And Langford has been decent at times. Like, early on in the season, I thought that he looked really good the first couple series of the year.
Yesterday, RBI double, but he had a big strikeout. They had bases loaded in the seventh with one out. Wyatt K, Heim K. And I was like, there was an opportunity. You found the best teammate in Major League Baseball?
Yusei Kikuchi. Kikuch. The Cooch. Kikuchi.
Kikuchi board.
Yeah, I was... I was watching MLB Network the other night, and this they cut to this game. It was Kikuchi against New York, and Sarah's like, "What are they saying?" And I was like, "That's the guy. It's the name of Kikuchi." So every time he starts and they win, he shares a bottle of Yamazaki whiskey. And this is like a $3,000, but they've got like a $300,000 bottle over there. But every time
what was the whiskey?
Yamazaki.
All right. You couldn't find Yamazaki whiskey instead of Tennessee whiskey playing?
No, they don't have that here in the States.
It's supposed to be amazing. It's super cool though. Like to me, this is like best teammate in the world guy. This is the guy I am laying out for in every fly ball. The guy just now, listen, when you're at that level of income, this is nothing, right? It's nothing. You're the major leaguer. You're accustomed to Louis Martin or Louis the 13th, the Remy Martin stuff. But this is just, what a gesture. Shohei should learn from this guy. What it's like to be a teammate.
Yeah, no, there's a story that Shohei is really connecting in the clubhouse.
It's so
stupid.
Oh, yeah,
of course he is, because he's everybody's gambling plug.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, that was you had a story the other day from ESPN that they're like, how Shohei Ohtani is connecting with his Dodgers teammates. And it is just slobbery and just basic stuff. It's like, oh, look, you can tell how strong their bond is because they're talking about what they're seeing between at-bats. It's like, yeah, that's what people do. In the major league, like that's not.
Yeah.
Why are you guys trying to blow up everything he does? It's like, see, look, Shohei's a good guy. You guys should all love Shohei. I am sick of having Shohei Ohtani like forced down my throat the same way I'm getting Taylor Swift lyrics forced down my throat on my Twitter timeline today.
Wait, did her album come out?
Dropped at like 2 a.m. or something.
It's out.
Why did they drop it at 2 a.m.?
She's an
West
idiot.
Coast.
Pepe, try to. Let's come back with nothing but Taylor songs the rest of the show.
Yeah!
Let's see if we can find one. Let's see if we can find a couple of them.
Yeah,
one in particular that's blowing up?
I would love
up?
To know.
Everybody's like quoting. She like makes a reference to Kadarius Toney. She's got like Travis Kelce reference.
Oh my gosh, she is a football genius just like Mahomes said.
She is. She's a wonderful
All right,
player.
Let's see if we can find a Taylor Swift song. Biden and Antonio Brown weigh in on Caitlin Clark. Barkley is defending the Pete Rose of the NBA, and we may have discovered a burner account in the NBA playoffs. That's all next with Sean and RJ.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.